Pope Benedict has arrived in Cuba on the second leg of his apostolic visit to Latin America. The Holy Father was greeted at Santiago de Cuba Airport by President Raúl Castro. Philippa Hitchin is travelling with the Pope and sends this report on the arrival ceremony.
A gentle breath of fresh air giving new strength to the church in Cuba. That was how Pope Benedict described the visit of his predecessor to this Caribbean island 14 years ago. As we stepped off the plane in Santiago de Cuba on the far eastern tip of the island, a gentle breeze rose off the sea to greet us too, a welcome respite from the heat and humidity on the airport tarmac. As the Pope walked over to the covered podium with Cuban President Raúl Castro, a deafening 21-gun salute was fired at disturbingly close range from cannons at the edge of the runway, as a huge image of a very young Fidel Castro looked on approvingly from the airport control tower. It was he who welcomed Pope John Paul on that first historic visit that proved a remarkable milestone in relations between church and state in this communist country. Pope Benedict acknowledged this new climate of cooperation and trust in his address to the current president, but he pointed out that many areas remain in which greater progress can and ought to be made, especially regarding the role that religion can play in the public life of Cuban society.
Uno de los frutos importantes de aquella visita fue la inauguración de una nueva etapa en las relaciones entre la Iglesia y el Estado cubano.
Referring to the ancient wooden statue of Our Lady of Charity, revered as patron and mother of the church here, Pope Benedict said devotion to her has sustained the faith and continues to inspire the defence and promotion of dignity and human rights with ever greater strength today. The Pope said he's following in the footsteps of countless pilgrims down the centuries as he comes here to kneel in front of this image in the shrine of El Cobre, asking her to guide the Cuban people in the ways of justice, peace, freedom and reconciliation. Significantly, he addressed his words repeatedly to all Cubans wherever they may be, a clear reference to the need for dialogue between the people of this island and the large Cuban community living in exile in the United States. More than just a gentle breeze, many here are hoping Pope Benedict's words may help to bring winds of change in relations between Washington and Havana to finally achieve Pope John Paul's wish that Cuba may open up to the world and the world may open up to Cuba. In Santiago de Cuba with Pope Benedict, I'm Philippa Hitchin.